Episode 2, The Writing Caddy, Writing Habits. Hello, Father.
Hello, Daughter. What are we going to talk about today?
Today we're going to talk about writing habits.
Okay, Megsy. Well, let's start with when you write. Mornings, evenings, daytimes, when do you actually find the time to write?
I usually write after work, so usually quite late at night, and I'll write, my best writing time is probably between 10 and 12, 10 and midnight.
Wow.
What about you?
I'm sort of the opposite end of the day. I write best in the morning, but it actually depends on the writing that I'm doing. Sometimes if I'm fired up, I'll write fantastically in the morning, and then again in the evening, I'll hit the writing and work until late in the evening.
So do you tend to write in silence, or do you have background noise or music going on whilst you're working?
When I'm in the zone, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what's happening around me. I can be sitting on the beach, or I can be sitting in a hammock, or a swinging chair, or children can be playing beside me, or watching the television. When I'm in the zone, it doesn't really matter, but I do prefer absolute silence. What about yourself?
Well, I mean, I grew up in a very noisy household, and I'm quite used to working with a lot of noise going around. So I find it easier to work when there's lots of noise going on. Often I'll put on headphones, and it means I can't be distracted by, you know, watching videos on YouTube or anything like that. I just have music that corresponds with what I'm writing, and I find that really helps.
What do you mean by music that corresponds with what you're writing?
So I tend to assign certain characters certain songs, and certain parts of my writing have certain soundtracks. So when I'm writing battle scenes set on ships, for example, I listen to the Hamilton soundtrack. there's certain characters have other songs. So the song Let It Go from Frozen is always assigned to my witch character, Moana. Because I can just see her sort of prancing around, shooting shadows through people and really, really enjoying it whenever I hear that song.
And Megsy, how long do you write for?
It actually varies. So I don't mark my progress with how long I've written for. For me, it's more about how many words I've written. So I tend to have a little word tracker. I work using Scrivener, and they have a little word tracker for the day. And I try to write 2,000 words a day when I'm in full-on writing mode.
Wow, okay. I remember that, I think it was Frederick Forsyth, a crime writer from years ago, he used to aim for 4,000 words a day.
Mm.
And sometimes I aim for 1,000 words a day. So,
yeah, yeah.
And when I'm editing, all that goes out the window completely.
When I'm editing, I go for pages. Amount of pages in a day. Even though sometimes that doesn't apply, I try to hold to it, so I'm still working with some dedication with a goal in mind.
Wow, okay. Whereas I quite often don't have a goal. I just sit down and edit until I'm exhausted, or sit down and write until something else calls me to.
Yeah.
Or something else calls me. What about snacks? Do you have any favourite snacks or foods that you write with?
I mean, for me, it's more about tea. I drink an awful lot of tea. So, you know, I can measure a good writing day by how many cups of tea I've had usually. But if it's for snacks, toast is a bad one. I have to really limit the amount of toast I eat when I'm writing.
And on chocolate.
But actually, there's another snack that I know that you take advantage of, which is Twisties.
That's true. If I'm tired and I want to finish something, I have Twisties. I think it's the yellow flavouring, the yellow colouring, the additive. Just picks me up. It's better than alcohol, better than drugs.
We can all tell when you've had Twisties. Writing is one of those things where you're sitting down a lot. You're sort of very stationary often. So what do you do to sort of balance it out, to counteract it?
I like to go for a surf.
Mm.
But that's only sort of once or twice a week, depending on the weather and the waves.
Mm-hmm.
And in Perth, that's sometimes never. So sometimes I actually feel quite depleted. I actually feel worn out and blah, because I've been at my desk too long. And I know in those times I should make an effort to do something involving fitness. So I might go down the shop. And how about yourself, Mick? How do you keep fit?
Well, I don't love exercise. It's not my favourite thing in the world. and I never really have. But, you know, it's a good thing. It's healthy. So I try to go to the gym 3 or 4 times a week and just get some exercise done there. I also do quite a lot of walking. And my other two jobs, I work in a bookshop and at a boarding school, they involve a lot of walking. So I've got a little Fitbit that tracks, and usually I get, when I'm working there, I get between 10 and 15,000 steps.
Oh, fantastic. When I'm teaching, it's a different world because then I have to fit in all my writing around the teaching. And it usually only happens on weekends and holidays because I'm so focused on my on the teaching. What about celebrations?
I think it's very important to celebrate your milestones, even if it's only every now and again, even if it's just reaching a certain amount of words, that sort of thing. I'm very lucky to have friends and family who are really supportive of my writing. So one of my friends, Beck, when she lived in Perth, we'd go out to dinner whenever I reached a writing milestone.
And how about your writing community, your extended writing community? Squibby.
Even. So it's the Society for Children's Book Writers and Illustrators. It provides a wonderful balance to all that time that you spend alone at a desk, because especially the WA writing community is so supportive and so welcoming. So we'll often communicate on Facebook or Twitter to congratulate one another and support one another. And we'll have writing days or go out and have writing events together. So it's good to have that engagement with the community, again, to balance out all the solitary time. So in between your teaching and your writing and engaging with the community and all that, and your surfing, how do you fit in time to read? What are your reading habits?
I see morning times and afternoons and daytime for socialising, for writing, for business, and I spend evenings looking at a book or two.
Lovely.
I've just finished an extensive amount of writing. I might sit outside in the sun with a book. And we've just got one of those new egg chairs, those cane chairs that that swings. That's my new favourite reading location. What about yourself?
I catch the bus to work at the bookshop, so I usually read on public transport. And then I read during my lunch breaks as well. So it provides a really nice balance to the work and that sort of thing. So you start the day with a book, you're finishing the day with a book.
Oh, that's good. Sometimes if it's a very good book, I also read on my way to work. But I'm driving, so that I better not say that too loudly. So, okay.
That's it for now.
Goodbye, daughter.
Goodbye, father.